The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
It's been a minute. It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks for me.
Actually, well, for both of us. But I started my journey.
I technically started mine on Friday too.
You did. Yeah, that's right. You did because you came out to have a C meltdown too.
And then we
I totally forgot about that. And then I just did a pit stop back here. Yeah, that's basically what we did.
Yeah, you just didn't go home. So how does it feel to be home?
Oh my gosh. I love this place.
I was like, Chelsea was off yesterday and or Tuesday and Wednesday, so I didn't like come in the office. When she's off, I usually don't. I don't spend time in here. I just spend time in the living room. Mm-hmm. But I was like fiending. I was like, I gotta get the office, my coffee.
That's my safe spot. Real food.
Oh God, I gained at least 6 or 7 or 8 pounds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feel it or confirmed?
No, confirmed on the scale.
Oh, confirmed.
I haven't weighed myself today, but that's when I got home. Like, I weighed myself. And then...
Oh, wow. Yeah. I lost weight, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I don't really eat out on the road. I was full on snack mode.
I was full on snack mode.
Yeah, I wasn't so much, but yeah. And I just didn't really... I basically, like, had breakfast every day and then just from there...
Well, yeah. I mean, during, like, the show... I didn't really eat a lot, but like on the road. So Bucky's and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, super glad to be home, getting in my own bed. I mean, it is definitely nice. Like I said before, you know, Frank, what state are you going to move to? Nowhere. I like exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
And every time I come back home from a trip, it just quadruple enforces.
Well, that's because that's what your home. That's it. That's anyone's home. It's like
anybody. It doesn't matter state or anything. It just is your.
It's just where you reside. Like your. It's like your safe place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. You could be you. You could do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing for the past couple of days. It's Thursday. We got here. Well, you got home on Monday or Tuesday night morning. Tuesday.
Four in the morning. We left.
Four in the morning Tuesday.
We left Arkansas at 9 a.m. And we powered through and rolled into my house about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And then I caught a couple hours of sleep and then I didn't get home until Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon. So yeah, it was a journey, but I guess we'll start at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Start at the beginning. So the beginning was the weekend before getting ready for Havasu, going to Havasu Meltdown. Like you said, we both rolled out Friday. I got there a little earlier on Friday. You got there a little later on Friday, but it was Friday. And that kind of got us going for the whole journey. Havasu was great. We talked about it in Lindsay's episode a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it was a great show. It was so much fun. The bands, the trucks. I hope more people go next year. We have to report back truthfully. The attendance was a bit light.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a tough area. Havasu has always been a tough area to throw a show.
Yeah.
You know, and being so close to the 30th. So a lot of people planned going to the 30th for Mini Nats. So they didn't mm-hmm. budget to go anywhere else. And being back to back weekends is hard.
Isn't that insane that a show 2000 miles away influenced a show on the West Coast?
Well, it's like when Greenville was around. Uh-huh. There's no shows that just allow open cruising. Mm-hmm. Scraping the Coast used to, they had, they They like cramp down on it. You know, so when you have that freedom just to drive up and down the street, and
it's really enticing to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and then throw in everything else on top of that, the scenery, the town having so many hotels that you're not far from the show.
Yeah.
Like it just hits every single, check mark, you know, checks all the boxes essentially, you know, like you look at our show, the Forbidden Show. It's like, it's a great show, but you don't move your car.
Right.
So like it doesn't check that box.
Right.
So that Mini Nats just checks all the boxes, and when you check all the boxes, then every
you inspire people to travel.
If you 2,000 if you miles build it, they will come.
Oh yeah, yeah, perfect.
You know,
yeah.
People were there just for the cruising. They didn't; their trucks weren't in the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is exactly that. It's the perfect mix.
To jump forward a little bit, I was blown away, and still blown away, exactly how many West Coast people we saw at the show.
It didn't blow me away.
It didn't blow you away?
Like I said, when you check all the boxes,
uh-huh.
people will go. It doesn't matter.
Well, okay. So, yes, I understand what you're saying. But just to experience that and just kind of like make it make sense in my head, it's pretty cool. Maybe not like blew me away in like, oh, my God. Like, yeah.
Well, if you think about it, it's not.
It was pretty cool.
It's not like the other people there didn't travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's only like if you went from Florida, it's still far. If you go from up north, it's still far. Canada, far. Like the East Coast has always done that. They've always had to travel. So it's like when we were always spoiled, it's like Southern California always spoiled. So you throw a show in Oregon and people in Southern California don't go, you know? So I think maybe that's why it was a little mind blowing because people actually left their little bubble. You know, like we're on the.
Oh, that's what I thought. It was kind of cool because, you know, people do travel, but like it does take some sort of not dedication. That's not the right word, but like some conviction to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, to actually go through with it and do it.
No. And that's where the East Coast and the West Coast differ is the East Coast guys are a little more hardcore than the West Coast guys because they had to travel their entire mini truck lives. Whether it was All-Star event or Greenville or whatever, like it was always like you start in Texas, right? Like Houston, Dallas area. They will travel all over the place out there. And here we complain about driving 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
It's always been like that. And the East Coast has always been like 2-day shows, hotel hangouts. You know, we had the truck runs and stuff like that. I mean, that was as far as we traveled, right? It was truck runs.
Yeah.
Like SoCal to
just
Parker.
Like the river. Phoenix.
SoCal to Phoenix. You know, like going to Phoenix when you lived in SoCal was a big deal. You're like, I'm traveling out of state. Like, this is crazy. But those guys, they didn't have so Southern California is 30 million people, right? You don't have a base of 30 million people anywhere, like in those areas. So they always had to travel.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's something that people like look at like that. Cause they look, oh, Maggie Valley, there's just a bunch of East Coast people here.
Mm-hmm.
No, these dudes are from the entire top to bottom.
Yeah.
Where you go to Forbidden, you might have a couple guys from Washington or whatever, but there's SoCal guys that think Laughlin's too far.
Right.
Like people have messaged me like, hey, when can you move back to Paris, man? Laughlin's so far. And I'm like, it's not that far.
Yeah. It's not that far. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I was really happy. It really made me happy to see people out there and
guys that usually don't travel, like guys that usually don't travel were there. So that's what's cool. Like, get out and experience it.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. That was really cool. So to rewind back to Havasu, I think we wrapped up that pretty well. Like, I hope more people go next year. It's a fun event.
It's chill. It's super chill.
It's super chill. It's really nice.
Like I said, we were sitting in the booth. You know, it was breezy. The breeze kept the heat down because it can get warm out there.
Yeah.
But you're right on Lake Havasu, and you're right next to the London Bridge, and you're right next to, like, all these things, you know, so you can... Again,
and there's a lot of effort from those guys to make the whole weekend fun as well, because they're not just, you know, posting up with the show and being like, here's a show, here's the concert, you know, there you go. They put together like a pre-party, they put together after parties, they put a lot of effort into to accommodate everyone who rolls through.
They do, and there's hotels right next to it. Like,
yeah,
it's, again, it checks boxes.
Yeah, no, it was a good show. So then we go from there. You head home that Saturday night. I come down Sunday. We do a podcast with Lindsay. And by that time, I was really happy with the way that episode turned out because we were just so tired.
It kept getting pushed.
Wrapped up at what, like midnight? Midnight-ish is when we wrapped up that episode?
Yeah, because I think I actually didn't get it uploaded until like 1-2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then the other nice thing about that is we didn't have to wake up at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning to leave. It was just whenever we woke up.
No, it worked out good. That was a great episode. It was great talking to Lindsay. It was cool to see so many people once we got to North Carolina, to Mini-Nats, be positive about the episode and say to her like, oh, it was cool. You know, cool listening to you, what you got going on. So that was
awesome. Perfect timing because everybody was on the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense. For a long podcast, we got to think about that next year too. Like right before should release like a guest episode. That's a super long one.
Yeah. No, that's you're right. That's perfect. And then we roll out and, this year we took the approach of kind of taking our time to get out there, kind of like checking some stuff out, which was fun. I enjoyed that.
Well, we usually leave in the first few years. We left Wednesday morning from my house.
Yeah. And the show starts Friday morning. It's not like Friday roll in setup or whatever. No, the show starts Friday.
I think the first year we got there late and had to bring the trailer in and everything Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Friday.
Yeah. We Friday did on the morning. First one? I think so. Yeah. Because remember at the Scottish Inn, we had the trailer there.
That's right. That's when we found out the axle.
And it was raining and it was all that stuff. And then the second year we were like, hey, we need to get we got there and got the trailer in it late on Thursday night. And the same thing. And then the next year, I think we actually left Tuesday morning. And then this year we were like, you know what? Yeah, let's take our time to get out there, see some sights or whatever.
Which we did, which was really cool. The first place we stopped in was Shamrock, Texas, where they shot first of all, I guess it's more it's more well known for like the inspiration for Cars, right? So that's where it's more well known. But I was more into the fact that they shot that Gymkhana. I don't know which number it was, but it was with the Huna truck with the F-100. And so it was really cool to check out that like little building where they were like doing, you know, stunts and stuff like that. Talking to the local ladies up in there.
Yeah, it was a really cool place. I wish we would have like sat down in the diner and had food and stuff. Even when you leave early.
You still
have this thing. You're just like, I want to get miles. I want to go.
Yeah.
You know, because we could have, there was other places we could have stopped too. And we didn't, you know, we essentially stopped there. And then finally we went to the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid that we've driven by multiple times. And that was cool.
Yeah, that was an experience. That place is insane. Like we've always driven past it. And every time we drive past it, I always kind of like just look at like, you know, what is it about? How does this thing exist? And kind of like learned about it and stuff. And then we found out that there's like a hotel in there.
Yeah.
You know, and then we went in there when we were checking stuff out. And first of all, it's massive. And then we decided to go up the elevator. And then you thought that it's like $8 for a ride on this elevator. Yeah. And you thought it goes up and you kind of like look around and it comes down.
That's all I thought. I was like, oh, it's $8. I was like, whatever. It's all fun. We're all doing this. And
yeah.
And then someone was like, yeah, you didn't notice that when the elevator came down, there was no one on it. I'm all, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they must have got off. And there's just this whole other restaurant, aquarium, viewing platforms and on the top. And it was super rad.
Yeah, and the other cool part is we were kind of not really traveling with, but sort of traveling with Tanner and J. Cole from Switch. So we were kind of like running into them at each spot. So that was kind of cool to have some like other travel companions to like check stuff out with.
It's hard to travel with us because we drive slow.
We drive slow, but we drive consistent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And we stop for gas a lot, but we still will end up in the same place you are because we don't mess around when it comes to stops. So like,
right.
Yeah. Like Tanner, we don't live too far, but he got probably like a 50-mile head start from us and we didn't catch him until
I think Shamrock.
No, Amarillo.
Oh, Amarillo. Yeah.
When we stopped the first night
we stopped in Amarillo. Yeah.
And then we leave at the same time and then he just gets slowly ahead of us, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just like, I'm not driving that fast. We're slow and steady.
But on the other side of the coin, like he's like, okay, cool. Hey, where do you guys want to stop to eat? And we're like, no, we don't do that.
Oh yeah, yeah. First he was like, yeah, let's stop at the steakhouse. And we like looked up and we're like, no, yeah, it's gonna take two hours of our time. Let's just get to the next spot.
Right, right. Because we still kind of like low key. We still kind of have that mentality of go.
Because we still wanted to get there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think the best part about it. is we just got there and we weren't wiped out.
That was nice. It was really nice to get there and decompress a little bit, because we got there, ended up getting there Wednesday night. And then we kind of just kind of chilled for a while, which was nice, because, again, like when we do that hardcore jump to it and get going, when it's get there Thursday night, up Friday morning, go, cruise, crash like in the middle of the night back at the hotel, get up and do it all over again.
We don't like when we have the booth, it's up at 7 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, open the booth, do the booth all day, film all day. And then once we close the booth down, it's cruising time.
Yeah,
and we only have an hour and a half of daylight. So we usually run down to Bojangles, get food, and then we're swapping, driving out, you know, taking turns, getting footage, and then nighttime. And then by the time we know it, it's 11 o'clock. We're back at the hotel at midnight. So it's nonstop. So it's it kind of sucks, because there's no time to sit down and hang out for dinners with people.
Yeah.
It's really rushed. And another thing that we didn't mention that happened to us was on the way out there, we got notice at our hotel.
Oh, that's right.
had relocated us. And
that's a one way to put it.
Because apparently
almost burned down.
I guess they had a power issue, and there's 80 rooms there. So 80 people got relocated, and we got relocated to it took us about 20 minutes in the morning to get to the show from our hotel, which, you know, we were not freaking out when it happened, but we were definitely exploring options.
I think we were just more concerned about just having a place, because it is so, this show is so popular, and everybody has already got all their stuff straightened out. There's no more rooms. If you're not planning out your thing right now or soon-ish, you're not going to have a place. So I think we were kind of more concerned about that.
I wasn't too concerned, just because every big show, people book room and then they can't go. So there was rooms. Mm. Remember there was rooms at the Quality Inn.
That's true.
But the problem is I like when you book way in advance, it's cheap.
Yeah.
So if we were to stay at the it would have been a lot more money. And we were just you know what? Let's just stay. It's not that far. And it ended up actually working out really well, because we could wake up. There was a McDonald's across the street with a gas station attached to it. So we got ice, breakfast. We were on the road.
And it's kind of nice to kind of disassociate a little bit to get away.
Yeah.
You know, because as we're cruising, the Switch guys had a dope little spot right on the drag. You know, it was really cool, but that Econo Lodge is right outside of the
Comfort
show.
Inn.
Comfort Inn would be really cool, but you're kind of you kind of need, I think maybe for us, because of what we do need to disassociate a little bit and be okay, we need to go away. We need to reset,
because I
we
think
need to go back.
I think if we did stay at that Comfort Inn, we would just be standing outside.
All night.
Yeah. We're forced when you just drive to your hotel, you're a little forced to go to bed.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Because I could imagine that, just being there out on the strip, and I'm just well,
there's people outside. Let me just go.
Let me
just
go
one
hang
beer.
Out yeah. No, I think it worked out for the best.
Oh crap! Oh, okay,
is something wrong?
No, I just forgot to tell John I was having a vendor booth.
Oh, at Cruise of the Pines.
Yeah. Let me give him something real quick.
All right.
Sorry.
No, take your time. It's okay. I got all day.
So I am just, this is, we'll not even cut this out. So John Trevino just texted me, because I forgot to tell him I was having a booth at Cruise to the Pines next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs my tax information for the city. And you're coming out for Cruise to the Pines.
I am. So we'll kind of take a little detour into that. I'm coming out next weekend. We did a little swaparoo thing I'm going to bring the 4Runner. I'm bringing the truck. I'm bringing the 4Runner out there. But to do that, we had to do a little swapping. So I left the vendor trailer with you in Phoenix.
Yep.
I grabbed the car trailer. I'm bringing the car trailer out here to take the 4Runner out next weekend, to bring the 4Runner back here to meet you at Rolling in the Red Rocks to get the vendor trailer back.
Yep.
So first of all, thank you for doing all that. Oh, I mean, that's a lot of moving parts just to make some stuff happen. So I appreciate that. And next week I'm super stoked. I talked to my mechanic yesterday.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And I went into his office thinking I'm going to might have to get on my knees here and beg him to do this, because I need this done.
Yeah.
So the truck still needs a fuel pump. It still needs some stuff taken care of. And my mechanic, who I know there are other mechanics and other ways to do it, but this is my guy. So, you know, I went over there and I was like, look, I said, a lot of the times I ask you to do stuff to the 4Runner and it's like, okay, you know, we'll work it out. If you can't get to it, it's no big deal. I said, this one I'm in, like, I'm like committed to making this happen. So I need this thing to be done. So as of right now, Thursday, the week before the show, I'm slated to take it Tuesday to get it repaired and get ready to go. Cause I also told him, I said, hey, also, it wouldn't even be a thing if it was like, cause the truck will run.
Yeah.
Like I can get it running and it will run. But I said, I got to take this thing. Not only do I got to trailer out to Phoenix, I got to drive from Phoenix to Prescott and back. So I need this guy like dialed,
yeah,
you know? So that's all set as of right now. Everything's set. It's going to be super fun. I'm starting to put together a plan with Ivan and Katie from the club and Gallego from the club.
Did you talk to Gallego too?
No, he hasn't responded yet. So I'm waiting to see what his, cause I hope he can, you know, roll out with us, but for sure me and Ivan and Katie are rolling out together and, I'm looking forward to it. For all the people, Jose, where's the 4Runner? There it is.
It's coming out.
It's coming out this weekend. Cause this episode comes out Monday. So it's coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
It'll be there, you know? So, and that kind of goes back to another thing that we were like kind of cooking up at Mini Nats is we got to get a truck out there, whether it's yours or mine or something, we got to do it.
My truck is definitely going to Mini Nats next year. 100%. It was really close to going this year, but it just, I didn't want to rush it. And it just it's like back in November, I was like, I could probably do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, there's just too much. It like, cause it looks like it's going to be complete. Like it looks like the truck's close.
I know. It's so deceiving. It's so deceiving to see that thing sitting in your garage. Like you could just jump in it and drive it away.
Yeah.
It's really deceiving.
Big time.
But yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Then that's it. This is April 25th, yep, 2024. And we're saying that at least your truck is going to go. Well, I don't know. We'll see about the rest, but for sure your truck is going to go and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. And I think like Will Freeman's, he's dead set on going and bringing the truck out. So like we could put Lindsay's booth in the back of his truck. And then, so we would only have to worry about our stuff. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, like to see how we pull that off.
I spent the whole ride from your house back to mine thinking like, what can we do? Like, all the different scenarios. I even like had this, like I was driving and this little thought popped into my head. What about if we rented a U-Haul like truck van?
Yeah.
You know, and did that and towed it out with that. And we could put all the booth stuff in the U-Haul. Yeah. Van.
There's options, except options. U-Hauls, you have to pay by the mile.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So that would
get pricey.
Yeah.
But my point is, I was just like scenario. So we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
We're 100% going to figure it out.
Why can't I sign into this? Anyways, he can wait.
So back to the show. So first of all, Thursday, we decided to take a little tour, do what we've been intending to do for a while. And that's just go explore some stuff.
Yes.
And we decided to go explore Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yes, we go. Oh,
which was an experience.
There's another part to this story that I had two new shirt designs.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know how much you wanted to go into all that. Well, so I'll let you go ahead.
So I got like a sketch. Everything is always last minute, right? So
right.
All these guys are busy that do this art and the shirts and all this stuff. So I get a sketch on Friday. I submitted changes. Get a sketch on Saturday. Submitted changes. Monday morning, we were like, I don't know, an hour out. And I finally got the final.
Mm-hmm.
Approved it. And they got printed on Wednesday.
Tuesday.
And they got folded. No, they didn't get folded and bagged.
No, you're right. They got
printed on Wednesday because he had to do all the separations and all that stuff.
That's right, yeah.
So they got printed Wednesday in Southern California, and we picked them up Thursday right in this town right next to Maggie Valley.
Yeah.
And our plan...
The boxes are still warm.
Our plan was to go explore on Thursday, so we were like, man, I hope these show up early. And they did. They showed up early. We went and dropped...
Yeah, everything worked out.
Went and dropped the trailer off, and then we took the hour and a half cruise through the Smoky Mountains up to Gatlinburg, which had its own set of fun things.
Because rewind,
I don't know when you noticed it, but the AC stopped working in the Titan.
Oh, that was Wednesday. That was Thursday morning. That was that Thursday morning once we got there.
Yeah. So it worked all the way out there fine. And then it just completely died.
Because we took your Nissan Titan with 350,000 miles. Well, 349,000 miles at the start of the trip.
Yeah.
And turned 350,000 miles on the trip. We took that thing all the way to the other side of the country.
Yeah, it's fine.
With almost no issues.
Yeah, almost.
We had a couple little.
Well, to be fair.
Nothing detrimental.
To be fair, I've only ever topped off the AC stuff. It's never given me an issue. So, of course, it was going to do it. But we did get lucky that it wasn't hot.
Mm-hmm.
It only got hot on the way home in Arizona, but we kind of planned, like, made that. That's why we powered through kind of too, so we could get through the night. Because Frank has to have cold air blowing on him when he drives. And he gets out of the truck and puts a jacket on.
Yeah. I don't know why. If the temperature dips below 65 degrees, I'm freezing. Like, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to be there, right? But when I'm in that truck, it's got to be ice cold.
And for me, when I'm in a truck driving far,
it's gotta
be
a little warmer.
I like comfortable clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So I like wear very lightweight, sweatpants, but like running pants or shorts. So I'm like, and you just dress normally how you do, because you don't like to be comfortable for some reason.
I know. I don't know why. You know what? I was thinking of is it reminds me of like when, I don't know, back in the day when you used to like fly somewhere, like that was a thing. So you like dress nice. You like wear a suit to go fly. So like, that's me. Like I don't want to be comfortable.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. I'm getting out at Love's truck stops. I don't care what people think of me. I just want to be comfortable because I'm in that truck. But so that means I'm like cold.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we like, I don't know where we were. We were on the way there too, pretty close. And we heard like a clunk in the front suspension.
Well, it's because we gnarly hit a pothole on the way out there.
Yeah. I don't know if that caused it, but that if it
didn't help,
it didn't help. We hit. I thought the front end fell off of the truck.
I've noticed with you when things happen, you're very like, okay, you assess the situation, you're like thinking about it, and that's like your MO. That's how you deal with stuff.
Yeah.
When you hit that pothole and you were like, oh, we got to pull over, I'm like, oh shit.
I just like, usually if, when I remember in Holly's Titan, when me and her went to Canada, and we were driving through the middle of Montana. It's like 11 o'clock at night. It's pitch black. And there was a tire in the middle of the road, and her truck's bagged and everything, right? She hit the tire.
Oh, jeez.
And I go, I was like, does anything feel weird? And she goes, no. I was like, nothing? She goes, no. I said, all right, we're good. And that's kind of what I did. I hit that pothole and I just kind of like let off the gas, and I'm all, okay, it doesn't feel weird. Nothing feels weird. And I just trying to like just be quiet and just kind of like see what, because the truck will tell you if something's wrong. And then like the next day we got onto the freeway and heard this like thud.
Clunk, clunk.
And I was like, okay, something's wrong with this. And then it didn't do it for like another few hundred miles. And it did it one more time. And I'm like, okay. And I remembered a long time ago when I put the new Bilsteins in, that the guy that put them in, Big Steve, forgot to put like a little, I got to make sure this is still recording because I blocked it. Forgot to put like a something. There's like a bolt or a washer or something that goes under the things. And so when you hit a bump, it goes ta-ding, ta-ding, ta-ding. Mm-hmm. And that thing, and I was like, okay, that's it. So it didn't affect the steering, didn't affect anything. It was just kind of annoying. But then when we took the trailer off and we drove up to Gatlinburg, it's constantly windy. It's constantly loading the front suspension, unloading the front suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like click, click. And I was just like, the whole time I'm like, nothing feels weird, but it was fine. So
on the way back, I think also, and I this is just what I thought, like I think the shock is also blown out too, because as we were like hitting, because like you had one good shock on the passenger side, but I think this shock was out, because like when you would hit a bump just the right way, it like this side would get a little sway, but then this side wouldn't, so do this weird like it was really weird.
Yeah, to be fair to those shocks, there are over 250,000 miles on them.
Hey, to be fair to the whole truck, you got to be
whole truck,
gentle with her.
Yeah, you do. You kind of got to like, oh, and then when you guys left, I got my new tailgate things for the, because the latch cord kept falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the tailgate's loose?
Mm-hmm.
I figured that problem out too.
Oh, really?
On the striker, the tailgate shuts and it goes around that striker. There's a hard plastic washer that goes around that, and it's not there anymore.
Oh, so that's what gives it the extra closing part.
Yeah, so it was like doing this. So Those will be here tomorrow. I ordered those too.
You don't know what's wrong. Do you think this, the air conditioner is just low on Freon, or do you think something?
Who knows?
It could be. You don't know yet.
Could be low on Freon. Usually, though, when it goes low, it doesn't go that fast. Because I've had it low before. Yeah, so either condenser or compressor.
Yeah.
A rock could have came up, hit the condenser. Could be anything.
You gotta be, like we said, gotta be gentle on that old thing. But it goes to
the mechanic on the 8th because I gotta drive it to Roland in the Red Rocks.
You're gonna get it fixed though before the 8th. Yeah, the 8th of May. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get all that fixed, dude. Okay. I'm not talking bad about your Titan. It's a wonderful truck and it got us all the way there. But when I got in my truck, I was like, this motherfucker's brand new.
Yeah.
Because my truck only has 210,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it is brand new compared
and
to
And I'm it. Like, it was so much more tight in the front end. I'm like,
yep.
Wow.
You feel like your truck's always been way tight in the front end. And that's because mine needs like A-arms and it needs like new front suspension. Right. It needs a new steering rack probably just because those are the things that go bad after 300 plus thousand miles. Yeah. But yeah, you can definitely feel in yours like it feels new still.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in mine, and yeah, it's definitely got some, it's a little
loosey-goosey. It did the job, man. It did the job. It didn't let us down at all. It did the whole thing. It was great. But yeah, so back to our adventure out to Gatlinburg, which was fun, through the Smoky Mountains. It was kind of cool to like go out and like kind of, we stopped a couple times and explored like little creeks. Cause as West Coasters, anytime we see a body of water that's natural, we are just stupidly fascinated by it. So we had to like stop a couple times. One was, there was like a bigger creek that we stopped at and we were like chucking rocks, and Lindsay was all, man, I felt like my dad was out there like telling me how to chuck rocks, because we were like teaching us how to skip rocks. Yeah. So that was cool. And then we found a waterfall on the side of the road that we were completely fascinated by. We had to just stop and mess around. So that was cool. Gatlinburg is an interesting place.
It is an interesting place. We went up there because we wanted to ride the mountain coaster, and we found out that there are more mountain coasters. And it reminds me of just like a very touristy, trappy town.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% like tourist trap.
Yeah, and lots of candy shops, lots of sweet shops, some restaurants. Very like, what is it, like chain restaurants like Bubba Gump and all that stuff.
There's also some like little cooler spots too. Like there was that little... like German village looking thing. There were some kind of like little dope spots in there that were kind of like off the beaten path.
Yeah. And I wish we would eat there, but we wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that place wasn't that great that we sat down at.
It was not that great actually. Oh well. But so we ride the mountain coaster. That was fun. And then we're walking along and we see Earthquake, the ride.
And it just reminded me of like the miniature, like the Universal Studios on Wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is exactly what the outside of that reminded me of.
What's worse than Wish? Because that's actually what it was. Alibaba? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Like it was
terrible.
And it was... Okay, so we rock up and it was $15 a piece to go on this ride.
Yeah.
And honestly, it could have been 30 and we probably still would have paid because we were just there for the experience.
Right.
And the experience is not good.
It was... You know what? It was so bad, it was fun.
That's the thing. I think that's like Gatlinburg wrapped up.
Yeah, that's sort of like the theme for the town. It's so cheesy. It's actually kind of charming.
Yes. Yes.
And this ride was definitely that, because we go walk into this little booth, and we sat down, and you go, "Hey, this seatbelt's broken on this one," and I proceeded.
Oh yeah, so it's like you're walking into a train car, like a subway car, and there's four rows of seats. Lindsay went in the front row. I went in the row behind her, and you went in the row behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to put my seatbelt on, it wasn't even working basically. Right. Like a child, it wouldn't even fit a child. And I was like, this is not, and you were like, you don't need a seatbelt. This thing's not even going to barely move.
Because my previous experience to that is at the county fair here. They had like an earthquake simulator, which was almost the same exact thing. You go in like this trailer, you sit down in these seats, and it simulates like a 7-point-something earthquake. And that feels real. Like you sit in those things and it moves in such a way that like it gives you like a little, as someone who has experienced a lot of earthquakes, I was like, that's very similar.
Yeah.
You know, this one was, I mean, it was just like being an earthquake. I'm just kidding. No, it's not like being an earthquake at all. So you said you move. So like, that was the thing. So I thought the seat you ended up in also didn't have a good seatbelt. Because how did you?
No, it did.
Oh, they both did not have good seatbelts?
No, no. The first one was too short.
Yeah.
It was not coming out of the thing. Uh-huh. The second one, I put the seatbelt on.
Then what happened?
I don't know. I don't know if it just didn't lock, or I don't know what, or I didn't put it on like tight enough. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or I wasn't holding on. I don't know what was going on, but
cut to the footage.
Cut to the footage. This thing rolls forward and then it tilts up, and I was not expecting it to tilt up. And I think that's what it was. It just tilted up and I came out of my seat.
You came out of your seat. I'm sitting in the back. First of all, I'm laughing hysterically because it's so stupid and I'm just laughing so hard. And I have this particular laugh that when it gets into the realm of absurdity, like I get this particular laugh. So like I'm laughing like an idiot, and then I'm looking at the front and I see the back of your shirt, and I just see like the very like top of the print on the back of your shirt. This thing tilts and all this happens, and then I just see the entire back print of your shirt come up. I'm like, oh my God, you almost went down.
Yeah, and I'm just yelling at you like, you told me I didn't need my seatbelt.
yeah.
And then it was the ride ended, and it was it. I was like, oh. It like just kept moving back and forth, like sliding up 5 feet, sliding back 5 feet. It was just, I don't know how something like that makes money. I mean, now I do, because it's stupid absurd. People like us pay for it.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, we dumped a bunch of money on it just to get on this thing.
So $15 a piece for that. And then I get it, like Disneyland and all these parks are expensive, but man, it makes that look like a bargain.
Yeah.
Even at $160 a pop to get into Disneyland, man,
right.
One ride.
Yeah, if you think about
the worst ride at Disneyland is.
I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. Huh.
I thought about that when we went to the State Fair. I was like, each of these rides is this amount of tickets and this amount of money. Mm-hmm. But you go to like Knott's or Disneyland, and yes, they're expensive, but it's unlimited. Like, you could, as long as you can get in that line.
Quality is a bit better.
Quality is a bit better. Probably safety is a little bit better.
Yeah, the guy, we had basically a juggalo like loading us into this thing. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
But no, Gatlinburg was fun. We were attempting to go to Pigeon Forge as well, which is another experience. But I guess there was a hot rod cruise that weekend. So
that wasn't, I think, we were just kind of over it.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was warm.
Yeah. And so we go back.
Yeah. We kind of got lost in the mountains.
Oh yeah, that's right. We got a little lost up there.
Yeah, because we didn't take the same way back. We just wanted to cut over to the 40, and and so we can jam and not having to do the windy roads. And it was pretty interesting backwoods.
That was some backwoods stuff, because like all this the trip from like Maggie Valley over to Gatlinburg is very like, you know, nice, and you go through a couple little towns, but they're kind of still touristy. But I think we ended up in like some hoods. You know,
we ended up,
the Appalachian hood.
Yeah, exactly. That was where people lived, and that's where people don't want to be bothered. And and I'm glad we were there during the day. At night, it wouldn't have been bad. It would have just freaked the mind out. You know, like,
oh yeah, it's like that first time when we went to that B&B up in the mountains.
Oh yeah,
that's that would have been the same vibe.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was that, and then we head back to the show and get the weekend started. So Friday,
so that was Thursday, and we went back and we set up the easy ups and everything.
That's right. Oh yeah. We did that Thursday.
And
night.
We filled up how many bags of the water?
24, 25 bags.
Yeah. So last year we had a mishap where a storm came through, blew over our easy up and everyone else's easy ups. And we didn't want the repeat of that. So this year we bought water bags, because last year we only had stakes in the ground, and we thought that was enough for some reason.
Well, usually it is enough, but I think the ground there is like kind of always kind of moist.
Yeah, it's enough in like.
So it kind of like just pulled them out.
Yeah, it did. But this time we loaded them up.
We were not going to make the same mistake twice. No. Hey, we make a lot of mistakes,
but
we
usually only
make
once.
Them twice.
Only once.
Yeah, we rarely make them twice. So we were not going down like
Although
that.
Although it was still a little nerve wracking going back to the hotel knowing our easy ups were up.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like in the back of your mind, like.
Yeah, you like wake up and you're like. Look at your phone. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
No one texted us.
Yep. So we weighed those things down. Then you also purchased some like threaded lugs, basically, that you put in with an impact gun.
Like lag bolts, essentially.
Yeah. Like lag bolts. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got those in there.
Yep.
So there's no way that those things were going to take off. Like it would have to like,
it would rip the tops off and ruin that that way. But they, but damaged, like you just worry about damage to the tops and also damage to other vehicles. But there was also no vehicles in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Switch caught a little wind on
Thursday.
Yeah,
yeah. We went up
before we set up.
Yeah, they had weights and everything, and some wind came through and flipped their front easy ups on top of the trailer.
Yeah.
So like
you. So I mean, it was valid. It was valid concerns.
It's just like Laughlin. You cannot. You have to weigh your stuff down, and it's an expensive lesson, especially if it damages a car or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, but the wind wasn't a problem. This year the rain. It wasn't a huge problem.
It was like an annoyance.
It was definitely an annoyance because like we went a couple years ago. I think it was back in like 19-ish.
Yeah.
When we went and it rained considerably, but it was like this like light little like almost like a kiss of rain.
It just made everything damp and it was moist and misty. And
this one was a little more than that.
And then it let up and it was fine. This one, it would come, and then you thought it was over. And then it would pour.
Yeah.
And then it would go away. And then it would come back. And then it did let up at the perfect time. It was usually till like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of, well, at least on Saturday, it was like 10 o'clock, 10:30. And then it let up and the day was beautiful.
Yeah. Saturday was great.
Yeah.
Friday, there was a little bit of rain. I think the heaviest rain was like on Saturday, like you were saying in the morning.
Yeah.
But Friday there was a little more. But yeah, Saturday was great. We ended up packing it up early on Sunday because of the rain.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little too much.
Yeah. And it was kind of, we were kind of just debating like, okay, do we set up? Do we not? And it just, no people were coming. No, everyone was leaving. And we were just like, you know what? Now let's just get on the road. So.
Yeah. So the weather definitely played a little factor into it again this year, but again, not much. Still had a great time. I can't beat that show, man.
It sucks though, because we're stuck in the booth. And not stuck in the booth because we have Kim and her amazing family that were there helping us. Thank you
to Kim.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And her family's great.
Yeah. It was amazing. But the problem is when we leave the booth, it's not to go and socialize.
Right. No, it's out there to.
And
to
even when I am socializing, I feel bad that people are working at my booth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I'm either at the booth or I'm filming.
Right.
Because when I'm doing the other thing, I just feel bad. So like. Yeah, so that's why next year I don't want to take my time getting out there. I want to bomb out there in 2 full days, get out there early, and enjoy just because I think people were got there on Saturday. Like Phil Fowler and a couple other guys got there on Saturday. And I put this post up on Instagram and on Facebook, and people are like, this is a great idea, because I was like, let's get their money and call it Mini Nats a Week. That's not my idea.
No, I know.
That Phil Fowler has been doing this for a while, but more and more people are doing it. And people were cruising Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm like, okay, can we make this happen? Can we go Monday to Monday? Like
that'd be so killer.
Yeah. Even not leaving Sunday or leaving Sunday, but not having to check out on Sunday. Just wake up on Sunday like it's Saturday. Do all of our stuff, slowly pack the booth away, like not rush, you know, like knowing we can stay till Monday or we can leave if we want to.
Right.
So
I like that. What did it for you was you saw a post of someone eating ice cream on a porch with their mini trucks there. And you're like, that's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, because I wanted to go to Gatlinburg, but I also just like want to chill in Maggie Valley and go to the ice cream shop. And there was like, so Mini Truck Nats very much reminds me of Southern Worthersea.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same area. It's like northern Georgia, southern Worthersea, in a small town where people cruise up and down the block, and they have the show, but the show's not the main thing. It's like, it is the main thing, but then you have all these meets, and you start seeing it at Mini Nats now where they had the Ford Ranger meet.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they have all these things, so they do that they did that at Sobo, too, where they had like the Rabbit meet, the Mark 1 meet, the Mark 2 meet, and like all these things, and they would drive up and go to the dam and take photos. And it's like, I knew that was going to happen with Mini Nats because it's just the same exact thing. So like,
that's such a killer. I'm so down for that idea because it makes so much sense. Like you're in this beautiful setting with all of your friends, with all these cool trucks. Why not immerse yourself in that experience for a few days?
Yeah.
I think it's killer. I think it's a killer idea.
Yeah. If we can get there Monday, midday, evening, and then wake up Tuesday and just like do nothing.
Maybe we'll actually go down and enjoy a nice meal at Joey's Pancake House.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Like Wednesday
and
morning
cruise
at
the trucks down there.
Yeah, and then drop the trailer off on Thursday and then still go to Gatlinburg and ride the other mountain coasters because I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and just enjoy the town. And then Friday morning to Sunday is the blur, and then we come home.
Yeah. I think it's a killer idea. I'm 100% down. I think it's a great idea.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I've been looking at cabins, and I'm going to book one soon. And I think I'm just going to book one and get it done, even if we have too many rooms or too many beds or whatever, because they're going to start to deplete as people book. So I just think I'm just going to book one. They're right there in Maggie Valley. Some of them, it's so funny reading the description because they're, you know, they're really steep roads on some of those. And one of them was like, if it's bad weather, you can't even come to this cabin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, don't bring trailers up here. To get up here, you have to like back up this one road and then turn because a regular car. I was like, why does they even build a house up there?
Yeah, I know. That makes, yeah.
But then there's some that are like not bad. And like, you know, we could park the trailer there. We could park a couple vehicles there. And
again, what a cool experience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've said a lot before about going and traveling to all these places. That's my favorite part, is immersing myself in whatever area we're going to. And that's what we were really lacking with this show.
Yeah.
You know, we were always in this like real like go, go, go mindset that we needed to like pull it back. And I'm 100% down. I'm excited for next year.
Yeah. Because it's going to be a vacation and a show.
Yeah.
You know, even Chelsea's, I was like, do you want to go? She's like, no. I was like, what if you just flew in and did the vacation part of it?
Yeah.
And then just went home before the show. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'd do that.
She
knows what happens at the show. She's just going to sit at the booth and I'm going to be running around with them like a madman. So it's like,
yeah, maybe that'll work out well for Angie too. Cause you know, this whole year, as our kids are getting older and more involved in their sports, they just take more and more attention. And that's what Angie was doing this time. She had to be here to take care of the kids and get them to where they needed to be and stuff. So maybe that might work out better for them too, to come down during the week.
Yeah.
Then get back for the weekend for the things, but well, we have a whole year.
We have a whole year. All that. It's going to come fast.
You know, I know it's going to come super fast.
We're going to be talking
especially
about
now
this
that soon. We're like, yeah, now, especially now that we're like, you know, pretty dedicated to this idea. I think so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
And then another cool part was Oliver came out with his truck.
Yeah,
that was really cool. So at one point we had Oliver's truck, the Stranger. Well, let's talk about inside the show first.
Yeah.
So we have Oliver's truck, the Stranger, and Zach's Mazda all posted up in the middle of the show, which was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, first of all, there are hundreds of really cool trucks.
Oh, yeah. It's just cool to see those together in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, being so far from home for those trucks. It's just insane. I'm so excited to bring my truck, but it's like my truck is like, I don't know. It's just great. Cause you even had like Ballard's truck right across from them.
Right.
And you had that blue and white Ranger, and then you had Phil Fout, and it's just like,
you can't. What's so crazy about this show is you cannot walk 20 feet without seeing a cover truck or a feature truck or something. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And this cool thing is the Stranger had never driven before, really.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. On and off the trailer. Awesome. And I think Pascal might have driven it. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I know the new owner has not driven it. And it was him, the guy, I think that's the guy that helps him work on it. And then his wife was in the third row. Like, that was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Their video from inside of the truck was really cool.
Yeah.
So that's another part of it. So at one point in the weekend, we had Oliver's truck, the Stranger, Phil Fowler's truck, Brooke from Florida with her truck, all cruising down the main drag, which was, again, incredible. Like, you don't see that kind of stuff.
No.
You know, and that reminds me, I don't know if it was last year, a couple years ago, but Tom brought out his Far From Losing.
Yep.
And that was cruising. Like, it's incredible, man. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, if you want to see these trucks drive, that's where you go. If you want to see them, like, show, go to Forbidden. But if you want to see them, like, actually function and drive, because they're excited to get out there and do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Oliver was stoked. That dude was
if you just
happy,
put your chair out about 4 o'clock on Friday or 4 o'clock on Saturday, just sit out there. You're gonna see the most iconic trucks ever built driving up and down the street.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So the show is great. What else was I going to say about that whole scenario about those trucks? Just, it was incredible. It was cool. Yeah.
We just, awesome. And we just didn't get enough time to take it all in.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate part. You know, that's the unfortunate part about doing what we do is we need to be so focused on everything else, you know,
yeah.
But we still had a good time. I always have a blast.
Yeah.
Like, it's always fun. My favorite thing, you know, whenever there's anything going on in my mind, in my head, and like, I can't, you know, like I feel clouded. As soon as I got in the back of that truck and started filming, I just felt amazing.
Yeah.
Like that I realized like, that's me. That's what I love to do.
Yeah.
So it was great to get back there and do that.
And we had our buddy from, so far, had our buddy from Japan in the bed. We had,
yeah, our new friend.
Well, Friday night, it was me or you, one of the two of us. And then, J. Cole from Switch and Lindsay. And we all have cameras. And so it's just like, oh, there's the White Titan with all the camera people in it.
Just all these people hanging out of this truck.
And then Saturday night, we had our buddy from Japan, Japanese Mini Truck and TV.
Taro.
Yep. He was in the bed of the truck. And again, it was just like, there's the camera truck.
Yeah. So. And it was great to meet him. We've, you know, we talked through Instagram and stuff like that. And he came out to SoCal, but we couldn't quite link up. But so it was my first time hanging out with him. He's a great dude. Mm-hmm. Let me just shout out his Instagram real quick, just so I can get it right, so I don't mess it up. It's JM the number 2_ I'm just gonna spell it out: SHELLTALOW.
And if you want to know,
JM2SHELLTALOW.
Yeah, we will put it an image of it here,
somewhere
in the description, anyways. But,
yeah. But yeah, so he came out. He was super stoked. That was incredible for him to experience.
Did you see J. Cole already put out a teaser for Switch?
I saw it. It was good.
Speaking
guy's
of,
too good.
He's too good. I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah, no, I saw that. That was great. But one other quick thing about Taro and that whole experience. So like, he swings by the booth. We talk. We meet. We shake hands. It's really cool. Afterwards, we see him hanging out and we're like, hey, you want to come roll with us? And he's like, yeah. So he jumps in the truck and we do like one cruise. And I think Lindsay suggested like, hey, let's go get something to eat. So we're like, hey, you want to go get something to eat? And he's like, yeah, well, I guess. And so it's me, Taro, and Lindsay in the back of the truck and you driving. And I guess, I don't know if we just didn't think about how far it was, but we start driving to Bojangles to go get something to eat.
Yeah.
At one point, I think that dude thought we kidnapped him.
Yeah.
Because he's all, this is taking entirely too long. And we're just all sitting in the back of the truck. You're
and
doing like
freezing.
50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We're all bundled up. I thought it was freaking hilarious. Because it's funny because like when you're inside the truck, that's like just a quick little jaunt. Yeah. But when you're sitting in the back of the truck.
I know. Remember a few years ago when we went with Tony and MD and I was in the bed of the truck and we went to Waynesville?
Yeah. That was even so much farther. So much farther.
And I got there. I was like, oh, we need to turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, speaking of the club. So we had Tony and Tiffany from Indiana with their trucks. Glenn with the Accord. Dean with his truck. Dalton with his. He's a petitioner for Dallas with his truck. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see, like, some club.
We had some actual club presence.
It's usually
there.
Just a couple guys from Indiana, and they're like, hey, why did we get in this club? There's no one here.
No, that was super cool. Dean is born into this scene, you know, from Sean. So he was just like, you know what I mean? Because that dude is a mini trucker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you're a mini trucker and you experience this show for the first time, it kind of like messes with you a little bit. You
know? Yeah. 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 It will blow your mind. It, I mean, look at Cheesy. It was his first time there.
Oh, yeah. Cheesy was there. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know how to like deal with all this.
Yeah. It's just too much. But it is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I didn't show this. I'm just dropping stuff over here. But no, I didn't show this when we were talking about it.
Oh, I know. I thought you might have thrown it up on the screen. But yeah, that's your new shirt.
Yeah.
That's the Mini Nat shirt.
I will throw
it up on
the screen now. It's got goats. It's got you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the fortunate one that goes to most of these shows. We go to most of these shows together.
I know.
So you're going to be on a lot of these.
Angie's all, so what's up with them royalties?
No, that's what Joe said at LST, too. He's like, my lawyer will be contacting
you. Yeah, I know, right?
And Lindsay's in there. She didn't know that. We did not tell her that she was going to be on this one. So that was a cool surprise.
Right. You know what the best part is? The favorite part. My favorite part.
Is the chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich, dude. It's so killer.
Yes. Little Easter eggs are my favorite things on these shows.
Yeah. And on that one, it's the chicken sandwich. It's the goats.
Yep.
Because that's a big thing at Mini Nats is the goats up on the hill.
Yep.
Yeah, it was killer.
And then I had the Good Life shirts, the stout ones, which I have tall sizes on the website right now. So if anybody wants talls, and I have 5XLs. I have like these random size shirts that are not on the website. So if people like are a 5XL, hit me up. I've got shirts.
The Good Life, that was a good one that has a stout on it.
Yep. That was.
You could throw that on the screen right here.
Stout. Right here. Yep.
Yep.
So yeah, it was cool. It was just busy and fun and rainy, and I'm glad to be home.
Yeah, I feel all the same about all that stuff, and I can't wait to do it next year.
And I'll be gone.
It's like a drug.
I know, but I will be gone this weekend, and I'll be gone next. Well, not really gone next weekend, but one day gone, and then the weekend after that in Dallas, and then the weekend after that in Utah.
You're busy.
It's gonna be busy. I don't like. I love this time of year, but I hate this time of year.
I know. I feel you.
I just. Wanna,
I'm not as busy, but you know, at least traveling and stuff. Because
yeah, but you're still like sitting. Just sitting in your office and unwinding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. I
get knowing that you don't have to do anything. But then, like, in your case, you have a lot of stuff to do, like, but in town, you know, so you don't have that time to just kind of like.
I did on the way home. I'm driving. I'm like, man, I got to come out here in just a few days again. But it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
But I did have that feeling. But now, but it's also good because like I've now that we did do this whole like little swap thing with the trailers, like I cannot not go. Like
I know now you have to go.
I have to go. I have to do it because we put all this stuff into play.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
If not, you're just dragging that trailer to roll it in the red box.
Oh, and then I got to blow it on the way home.
Oh, yeah. When you first sent me that photo, I was like, I didn't see the blowout. I just saw a tire and I you're like, oh, I stopped to check the pressure in Blythe. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then
I was wrong about that because I checked in courtside, but it was fine. Like you filled it up at your house.
Yeah.
I got out there. I checked it. It was fine. Still had how much pressure did you put in it?
Like 50 or 60 pounds.
Oh, then. Okay. That was fine. Because I thought maybe it had went down a little bit because it wasn't 60.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. So cool. Get going. And then I get all the way out to just outside of Indio. And someone's all, hey, blah, blah. And I look back and it's blown out. So it must have, because we actually didn't figure out where it was leaking. But it might have been the tread separated or something in it. Yeah,
probably.
So, but but it worked out so well because like I'm cruising. No problem. No problem on the way there. And then that happens. I'm like, oh, crap. So like I see it. I get off the freeway. Pull off, Google a tire shop, go over the freeway and pull into the tire shop.
Oh, nice.
And he's like, yeah, cool, no problem. We got it. Slapped on. It maybe took about 45 minutes, the whole deal.
Not too bad.
So it was not anything to complain about at all. Yeah. So it worked out well.
I thought, I forgot I should have thrown a strap in your bed because if it did happen, you could have just strapped the axle up and just kept going.
Well, the funny thing is like when it blew out, it still kept the, it only, and this is why I think the tread separated because it was only the middle was gone.
Oh, yeah.
So it still had tire it was actually riding on.
Yeah, because those are essentially new tires. So
yeah. So maybe it was just a dud or whatever. But hey, it's fine now. One thing we didn't mention on the way out there was we got our chicken sandwich. We got our reward, our treat. We introduced it to Lindsay. She thought it was pretty good.
And Tanner.
Also Tanner.
And Tanner and J. Cole.
J. Cole. That was their first chicken sandwich time. So everybody enjoyed it. And that's probably everybody's wondering, like, what the hell are you guys wearing?
Our buddies got this for us.
Yeah, Lance's buddy got us for these shirts.
Yeah. Well, we don't even have to say their names anymore because they're just Brian and Frank's buddies.
I know. But you didn't hear what I said. Last time I said it was Matt's buddy. I said Lance's buddy.
Lance's
buddy got us these shirts.
Yeah. They say, shut the cluck up, and they're from Hattie B's.
Which I was like, I got it on this. Well, first of all, thank you, Matt. Matt and Lance. Yes. Thank you guys so much. It's really
cool. You guys are the best.
You guys are so great, and it's so great to see that I met every show, and it's so great to hang out with them. But also, so like I was putting it on, I was like, wait a minute. Shut the cluck up. This is a podcast. What are you trying to say? I was like, oh, wait a minute. I think there's like some sort of subtle message here.
Yeah, they're like, you guys forget our names.
Yeah.
And you wait till the end of the episode to recognize the shirt. And
Yeah.
Just
it's
shut,
okay.
Shut the cluck
shut
up.
Shut the cluck up. Shut the cluck up.
Yeah, anyway. I caught Matt roll. Like every time I would see Matt, when we were filming, he would be going the other way. This is how it works at Mini Nats. Unless you like meet us at Joey's Pancake House, it's going to be hard for us to get you cruising. And every time we would be, every time we're driving one way, all the cool trucks are going the other way.
It's just so frustrating.
It's because you're just like, this is so stupid. And then, but Matt was like, when we were pulled over, when Oliver's truck, the alternator went out, he was like, he turned around in the, cause I yelled at him, hey, and he turned around and I caught him kind of rolling and I got a funny, I'll put a screen cap here. And it's so funny. When I sent it to him, he goes, you can hear that picture, huh? And I could just hear his laugh.
Yeah.
And it puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Yeah, it was great. And then he brought his truck out there, which was awesome. Yeah, that was really cool.
What else was cool? The whole thing.
The whole thing was cool, man. I know it's hard. It's hard to explain, but it seems like it's a cop out. We're like, yeah, it was cool, but I mean, there's this only other the only way to describe it.
Yeah.
Go. If you haven't, like I put a thing out there on Instagram and said, look, if you didn't go, I feel bad for you. If you were like, well, I can't, this is why, blah, blah, I feel bad for you because you should have done it. You should have put it together and made it happen.
And every show, I know this sounds bad, has its shelf life. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the show promoters, whether it's the city, like every show, something happens, whether it's in 1 year or 10 years or 20 years, it doesn't matter. Like I remember when I first got into the scene and it was Rezo was my favorite show. Cause I enjoyed the cold. I like being bundled up. I like the campfire aspect of it. It was a party, but it was so cold. Everyone was just chill kind of versus like the river runs were crazy.
Yeah.
And we always thought Rezo was going to be forever. And it's not, you know what I mean?
Nothing lasts forever.
No. So
the fun stops eventually.
Yeah.
And so get on it. Yeah. The point is get on it.
I mean, look at LST. It almost went away last year.
Yeah.
You know, so like, just go. And, you know, I know it's expensive and I know it's this, but, you know, if you can get in a rental car or just a compact car or a plane ticket, you know, split it with two or three people, you know, just try to get out there and go. Just
our pal Victor from Mini Truck Revival, he happened to be working in D.C. Yep. And he's like, you know what? I'm 7 hours away. I got the day off. Let's go. Yeah. And he came down. He hung out all day Saturday.
Yeah.
So, like, people make it happen.
Yep.
Just do it.
Just do it. The guy from Severed drove his Sonoma out there.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Rich from Severed.
Yep.
Yeah, he drove. It's a body drop, quite a large body drop, too. Body dropped Sonoma. He threw some steelies on it, and he rolled that out there. And he was telling me he hit a couple of gnarly potholes, too. The 40 was not fun on this trip, and it got a few people.
And Ben, our buddy Ben.
Oh, our buddy Ben.
Did not bring his truck out there.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it. Not he for the lack it. Of effort. That dude.
Oh, no.
Did an amazing thing with that truck. Mm. And just getting it done to drive around town is this thing. So I told him on his video, I watched it last night. I said, 2025 is our year, man. We're going to have our trucks there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not driving mine out because I'm not a psychopath like you are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, man. He really tried. It was funny because on the way out there, I was like, wondering what's happening and, you know, if he was going to make it. And
well, he fooled us and you called.
That's what I was going to say. It was a ruse. I was like, cause he uploads a video and it, like the cab wasn't on, the motor wasn't in. And it was, I'm like, this is going to be insane. And then like, Bring the Noise was the weekend before too. And then I see him cruising. I'm like, oh, it was all a ruse.
He got us.
Yeah. But you know, but I get it, man. Like, dude, you've taken this truck and blow it completely apart down to absolutely nothing.
And he's not like a fabricator.
No.
You know what I mean? So it would be like me or you doing it. And like,
yeah.
So just to get it running and functioning, it was a feat in itself.
Yeah. No, hats off to him. He did a great job and he'll be out there. That dude has got some tenacity for sure.
Yeah.
he's going to do it. So stoked about that.
Oh yeah. So now that's over with. It's all done.
Yeah, now we're moving on to the next one, Cruise of the Pines, Rolling in the Red Rocks, and all the rest of the shows coming up that we'll talk about.
Unfinished Business should be fun.
Unfinished Business, that's going to be good. Yep. Slow, we got that coming up in a couple months.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Are you?
Looking forward to a little getaway for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, too. We're going to go up early for that one and go to, like, Monterey. So yeah. I don't know exactly what day I'd like to get there. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my stuff because I'm going to have a bed full of booth stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Monterey, but I don't want to I don't know if I'm going to stay in San Luis and then drive up to Monterey. If I do that, I can just take the booth stuff out and throw it in the room.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So last week we had to chop down the episode a little bit because I made a bold commitment that I didn't come through on. and I have a new shirt.
Yep.
And last episode I was like talking about it. I'm all, by the time this comes out, we're going to be on our way back from Mini Nats. It'll be open for pre-order. And that, no, none of that happened. Things happen, but it's ready to go now. I have a brand new shirt on the website that came out today. It went live today as well. It's we call it the Dutch because Rick the Dutch did the art for it. He's an artist from the Netherlands.
Yeah,
he's done stuff for you. He's done stuff for Switch. He's done for a lot of people actually.
Oh yeah,
he's done some cool art.
Now, what are you officially calling the shirt?
Dutch. I just call it the Dutch shirt.
But like,
call it something else?
Yes,
the Tacoma shirt.
Yeah, because if you title it the Dutch shirt,
people will be like, what?
Yeah, what is that? It should be called like, it's a Toyota Tacoma.
It is. Well, let me show off the art first, because I actually have, he sent me the original art.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, right? So I'm gonna show that.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this on audio, you can come over to YouTube and check it out. So in my hands, I have a hand-drawn piece of art from Rick the Dutch in the Netherlands. And it's a Toyota, standard cab Toyota Tacoma, sit with downtown LA behind it. With sitting on the 6th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
That's the,
should call
the
it the 6th Street Tacoma.
The 6th Street. There you go. The 6th Street Tacoma.
6th Street Tacoma.
There you go. I like it. So, yeah. So that is available on the website. It looks a little different because, like, what happens a lot of the time with artists and stuff, they draw on white paper. And usually we print on black shirts.
Yep.
So it looks a little bit different on the shirt than it does in this art. But, yeah, we can throw that right here, too. This is the finished art.
Okay.
That's the finished art. That's what's on the shirt.
Yep.
That's available for pre-order on the website, and we'll have talls and big sizes and all sorts of stuff.
For all you guys that want talls, you have to pre-order them because you're not just like me. I usually will order some talls. I actually have an idea, and I've been implementing this. If you guys out there want talls, and you just whenever Frank prints a shirt, whenever I print a shirt, if you want a tall, just message us, and we'll put your name on a list. And every single time we print a shirt, we'll just print that tall. I've got like 5 or 6 guys on there now. But
okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep, you know, because it's usually those guys get they don't see the post. You know, they're not on Instagram all the time or whatever. So by the time they see the pre-order, they're like, you have any talls? It's like, no. So, yeah, I have like 5 or 6 people. But if you want talls, just let us know, and we'll print those each time. Yeah, and it'd be almost like a subscription
thing. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yeah. So get with us. Let us know. We'll put on the list.
Yep.
So this is going up. So Monday, that's the pre-order starting today on Monday.
Yep.
We'll run it for a week.
Yep.
And then they'll go to print the following week, and then everybody will get their shirts, and then I'll have this shirt. If you didn't pre-order it or something happened or whatever, I'll have it at Rolling the Red Rocks.
Yep.
So I'll have that at that show. I'm going to have you're going to have a booth at
I was
Cruise
just about to ask,
weekend.
Which shirt are you going to sneaky peek in the booth?
I'm going to sneak in two shirts. Your booth. Yeah, so I'll have the our Locos Only shirt and our Rat Frank shirt and a couple hats.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't know.
Well, you,
I guess that, no, that
you get
that takes those some royalties for putting you on my shirts.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough. Fair trade. Also on the website now are these hats.
Oh yeah, and those are super sick.
Down. Yeah, thank you. So like, if you look at those, I got new hats on the site too. So there's all sorts of stuff happening.
All sorts of things happening.
I have something else as well.
Oh, geez. We're
I
getting,
do. Oh. I know.
What's
I have
going
something
on?
Else as well. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh. I know what it is.
Come on.
Frank's. Geez.
Oh,
okay. You can't hear. Yeah. You can't. And right. Not everyone can hear this, but you're hitting your headsets. It's just like click 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 in my ear.
And now my iTunes playing. Hold on 1 second. Okay, what I have in front of me currently is I have a box.
Yep.
While we were out, Angie calls me and says, "Hey, are you expecting a package?" And I was like, "Well, maybe. I don't know. I get some packages all the time."
Yeah.
And she's all, "Well, it's. I don't think it's. I think it's misaddressed." And I was like, "Really?" And so she's like, "Yeah, it says to Mud Life and Good Vibes." And I'm like, "I don't know what that is. What is that?" And I'm just like, "Well, just send it back. Like, I don't know who. Maybe maybe someone else." And then you said, "Hold on. I think you should pick that up."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay." So what I have this package in front of me. It's from our good friend Jason Bacon.
Have you opened it yet?
I've not opened it.
Oh, you're opening
it
live on the podcast.
I got it, and I was like, "Oh, I should open it." I was like, "No, no, no. I'm going to open it live. I have no idea what's in this box.
It's anthrax, and I'm going to watch you die.
It could be a severed head. It could. We really don't know bacon that well. Yeah. So it could be a severed head. I'm not sure. So I thought it would be really fun.
It's a long box. It could be like a severed arm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I could use an extra arm.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun to go ahead and open it up on this podcast. And Bacon, I know you're listening. Thank you very much. Well,
maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's see. So right now it's got a thing. It cost him. Well, I won't say how much it cost, but this is the receipt.
Oh,
it's from Amazon. So it's like an Amazon dropship thing here. Bacon, you're so awesome, dude. Check this out. It's a tractor. He sent me a tractor. It's a little Kubota tractor, similar to the one that I have, because Bacon is about the tractor life.
Yeah, the tractor that life is surprisingly popular.
It is surprisingly popular. Yeah. I'm going to hold on one second. I'm just going to show that to the camera right there. Again, if you're listening to this episode, there's a whole lot of visual stuff going on.
Yeah.
But that is so sick. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. That's cool. We're tractor homies.
Now pull it back. There you go. That's funny.
That's funny, huh?
That is so cool. Now you need to make a little Frank and put him in there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be rad. Maybe that should be a shirt. Maybe I should do a Tractor Life shirt.
I wonder. Yeah, you would sell five of them, but
yeah,
it's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, limited edition. Limited edition, Custom Life, cross out custom, put tractor.
Yeah.
And it's a tractor.
Yeah. That's sick. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. That's cool. I'm glad it's not a severed arm. I would actually be a little disappointed if it was a severed arm.
With a receipt.
With a receipt. It's just a copy of the person's driver's license.
Death certificate.
Yeah. Here you go. No, but... Oh, hold on. There's a try me thing. What am I trying here? It says, try me. Oh, wait. Let's see. Got a little horn. You hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners can hear it, but it's making tractor sounds.
That's amazing.
So cool. Right on, man. Thanks, Bacon. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well?
Well.
I don't know. What else is left?
That's it. We got another episode next week before we head out to Cruise of the Pines.
Yep.
So we'll do that. We'll do some more questions. Ask us questions, please.
Yeah, if you have questions about Mini-Nats, questions about traveling to Mini-Nats,
Let's do specifically next week's episode, people's questions. As someone who's... Two dudes have won a lot. Maybe we can help out some people. So if you haven't been to Mini-Nats yet, or you have been, or whatever, if you have Mini-Nats questions, let us know.
Yeah. If you have cost questions, we'll break down the costs that, you know, the money that we spent on fuel and, you know, how long to get there, if, you know, specific questions of where you're from and all that stuff. So,
yeah, that's great. So go to The Drop of Frank and Brian on Instagram, all one word, The Drop of Frank and Brian. Drop them there. I'll do a little story as well. With specific Mini-Nats questions.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And next year, Mini-Nats Week.
Mini-Nats Week.
Not cars and coffee. We're doing trucks and pancakes on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
We're going to find a place. I don't know where that picture of those people were eating ice cream. I don't know where it was, but
we're going to find it.
Ice cream on the creek.
Ice cream on the creek. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Bags, body drops, and ice cream on the creek. None of that rhymes, but it sounds pretty damn good.
And mountain coasters.
Mountain coasters. Yeah. I'm stoked. I'm ready.
Me too.
Cool. All right on. Well, go to our websites, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com. We got all sorts of new stuff on there. So
yeah,
go
and
get that
we do
stuff.
Have a giveaway going. I just don't know exactly what it is yet. Yeah, but it is some sort of audio. I need to hit up Chris.
Cool. So audio stuff. Go get it.
Yep.
All right. Later.